I want you to see verse 9. All this time she is talking with him. Now he says something to her. How many of you know how exciting it is when you know the Lord's about to speak to you? And she has to be excited. There has to be a heart palpitation taking place here. He opens his mouth and he's about to speak to her and he says, I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariot. Isn't that wonderful? She's been waiting for this moment of love's expression. He says, hi, horse. But you see, we need to understand what he's really saying. This is a feminine term used for the horse, so we're speaking of the mare. I was born and raised in the city, and because of that, I don't know anything about horses, so I had to do a study in order to understand this, and I learned something that I would never have known. The female horse, the mare, can be swifter, endure more hardship, go longer without food than a stallion or a gelding. Now here's the lover speaking. Well, let me bring it to reality. Your beloved to you today says, you're stronger than you believe yourselves to be. We say, Lord, I can't take any more. My God, I will fold if one more thing happens. God, and he says, wait a minute, hold it. Let me tell you how I see you. You are capable of a strength that you don't even know I put within you until it's tested. Have you ever threatened the Lord? Lord, if one more thing happens, I'm through. I'm not going on. He says, no, you're not through. You're going to take it. God, I can't take it. I can't. I'm telling you, I can't take any more. He says, let me tell you something. The trial of your faith is going to be very precious to you. And the next thing on the horizon is a trial, a testing. Not a temptation, a trial, a testing. And somehow, some way, we come through it. Amazingly, we come through it. All the way through it, doubting ourselves. I'll never make it. I won't make it. Tomorrow, I won't make it. I'll be dead tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm not going. Finally, we're out the other end of the tunnel. The light is bright. We're singing, this is the day. We're in the inner chamber. And we're saying, I made it. I didn't know I could. I made it. He says, isn't that precious? Does that make sense to you? He says, I know what I put in you, and I will not suffer you to be tested beyond that ye are able to bear. But will with every test and trial and temptation make a way of escape. I've made you so strong, you're like a company of horses. He says, you can grow faster than you know. Isn't it interesting how many times we say, Lord, don't do any more. Don't tell me anymore. Don't show me anymore. Don't deal with me anymore. I cannot grow any faster. He says, hey, horse. We got to get there. This is my generation. I want to make a change in and through them. Come on, he says. Come on, let's get on. Have you ever felt like God was going faster than you wanted to go? Lady said to me, a lady who had given all her life in service to the Lord, a lady old enough to be my mother, she said to me after I'd ministered, must it always be a challenge? And I was upset by that, and I went back to my room and I said, Lord, must it always be a challenge? It seems that every time I minister, it's a challenge. Can't I just come on sometime and say, God loves you and he wants you to know you're wonderful? Can I ever do that? He said, no. It must always be a challenge because I need to get this generation there. And he says, you can endure more than you know and you can go longer without food. You ever have the feeling that if you don't get some spiritual food, you're going to die the next day? And you don't get it? And you don't die? And then he says, "Oh, my love, I've compared thee, oh, my love, love in this frame is, oh, my friend, on its highest level." The word is derived from a verb in a secondary sense. It means to enjoy with fullness the companionship of another. I'm asking you today. I'm asking you. Can you believe that he says that to you? It's easy for us to believe we would say that to him. Can you believe that he says, "I enjoy your companionship. It is a fulfillment to me to be with you"? Not too many can. Say, "Oh, no. He is almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. And he just looks down to me in kindergarten and pats me on the head. He says, 'Oh, you're wrong. You're so wrong. I'm so in love with you. I need to be with you. I want your praises, because then when you praise me, I can give to you.'" He says, "I delight in you. I rest in my love." Zephaniah 3:17. "I rest in my love." He says, "I know how much I love you. I love you too much for you to fail." Hallelujah. That's why I said, "I sing over you. I rejoice over you with joy." You gladden his heart, church. Oh, Iverna, you don't know what God's been dealing with in my life, though. And you don't know what I've been doing on the side. And I, listen to me. He's in love with you. Unconditionally in love with you. He doesn't love you if you're good. You're good because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he says, "Oh, my love, my friend." And then he says, "I've decorated you. Your cheeks with jewels and rose. Your neck with chains of gold. We, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver." What he's saying is, "I've given you my grace. I've given you my fruit. I've given you my authority." Chains about the neck in the Bible speak of authority. Remember Joseph, when he was put in a position of authority, the gold chain was put about his neck. He said, "I have bestowed upon the church, within the church, all of my attributes, my nature, my blessings, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance, faith, everything I am, I have put on you until it shows like rows of jewels, like studs of silver, bordered with your trials 7 times in the fire." But he says, "It's gold, it's pure. It's silver, it's pure. Sure, you've been through some things. I let you," he said, "that you might be beautified." Say amen if you understand. And he says, "And we're going to make you some more. It's not over. We, God the Father, loves you so. And God the Son gave his life for you and picked you as his bride. Went back home and said to the Holy Ghost, 'Get her ready, because I'm coming back.'" And the Holy Ghost has been adorning us ever since, bathing us in the spices, thinking of the book of Esther, months at a time, only to take us from one to another. Very soon. We're going to hear him say, "Now. Now. you please me, and I can't wait any longer. Now, it's you I want. Oh, thank you for your decorations, Lord, and may they always be used in the praise of your glory. And thank you for your ever-increasing dealings with us. May we never run from them. He says, when you sit at your table, what does the king do when he sits at his table? Carves meat, serves bread, table and Bible, days eating, speaks of fellowshipping. She said, oh, when you fellowship with me, when you show me things, when you feed me, she said, what it does is cause my perfume to come forth. And it does. The more you know of him, the greater the fragrance of your own life. The more insight you have this morning, your lives will be more fragrant because the king is set at his table. Amen? Feeding you. And now the love begins to come. And I can't go on except I need to tell you what she means when she says, a bundle of myrrh, my beloved, and he shall lie all night between my breasts. And I need to tell you this, students. You will have night times in your spiritual life. You will. Some of you may be going through one now. When the word is just written word. When your prayer goes to the ceiling and bounces back. When discouragement seems to overwhelm you. That's just a night time. Be sure that you put by your bosom, in your heart, him, your beloved. Hold him close, hold him tight, and say, Lord, there are many things I don't understand, but one thing I do know, you are mine. Because it's out of the breast of the woman that children are nourished. And it's out of the breast of the church that newborn babies receive nourishment. So don't share your nighttime, but keep your beloved between your breasts. That the only thing they might take when they draw from you would be your beloved. Do you love the book? You love the book? Has it opened to you? Do you know the good news? There's more.